Thanks for calling the Bee Cave Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status.
Extension 472.
I couldn't get that. To reach an extension, just say the number. Or, you can say things like, I want to check product availability or what's my order status. I'll connect you with extension 472 now.
This is Diana. How can I help you?
Hey, Diana. I got a customer calling in. Well, you probably already talked to her before. Her name is Sophie Roach. I'm calling from XPO Logistics.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yes. She told me that I got her measurement on my end. I got her in scheduled for the 4th. But she said that she'll be going out of town after the 10th. And she said that she won't be back until like May. So I'm trying to see if we can actually like get that order slip over for her install.
Okay. So she's scheduled for the 4th for her measure?
Yes, ma'am. That's just the first available date that I had on the calendar.
Right. Right. And actually pretty quick turnaround in these times, so no issue with that there, but I do know she is leaving on the 10th. So what would you like me to do? You want me to put it
okay.
in as an install?
No, I have her measurement already over here scheduled, but I know usually when y'all send information over to us, it usually takes like 2 days or 3 days to actually show up on our system. I just want it for whenever she gets that installed, I'll be able to get her scheduled in for, you know, a date before the 10th instead of having to wait until May and she has to repay again for the measurement.
Understand. Okay. So, and that's kind of what I told her we would try to do is stay on top of it because since she does have the unit there already, but her trim kit's not coming until the 6th.
Oh,
so
my,
you guys wouldn't be able to install her on the floor.
Okay, so this is what I'm
going to do. I know. I feel bad for her because it's really not her fault. The unit took so long to come in, and then she paid for it online. And she didn't. She paid for an install online. She didn't realize that that's only for those over-the-range microwaves, not for built-ins, which are you guys, not the delivery agent.
So I'm trying to see, should I keep her measurement on for the 4th, or do I need to change?
Let me check. Oh, shoot. She ordered it on her own. I can't even check her order and see if it's, like, shipped yet. Because those trim kits, you know, they just go out UPS. So, is she still on the line?
No, ma'am. I just thought I was going to reach out to you, and then I was going to call back and give her, like, more of an update.
I appreciate that. But so maybe I need to have her give me the order number of her trim kit so we can kind of track it because it says her ETA is the 6th, but it could end up being sooner, you know,
because
they just ship those out UPS, like, as soon as the order comes in.
Because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it back off of the 6th. I'm just going to put it in hold status, and I'm going to put trim kit comes in on, March 6th? Because I don't want to put her in for a day and have her pay more money for,
Yeah.
I just don't want to be unhappy. Trim kit comes in on March 6th. Okay, I put her back on hold so that she won't be actually scheduled in. So I got it on hold. Okay. So do I need to call back out to her and let her know that information?
Yeah, because I've had the installers, and you can, of course, correct me, that if the unit is on site when they go out to measure, if it fits, they'll install it that same day that they're out to measure, correct?
Yeah, they can, but the only way they'll be able to do that is if I have a slip over that has installed on it.
Right. Yeah, because I've had them call me and say, hey, we're at the site. We can install now if you send a PO over to the office and get the kit.
Yes, ma'am.
So I've done that before. I mentioned that to her, but I said, I can't guarantee that's going to happen, but it's almost easier if the unit is there, because there's no reason why they can't just go ahead and proceed with installation as long as it's a direct fit. And,
yeah.
You know,
so she may,
cuts.
Yeah. So she may have to, she may have to end up just waiting until whenever she comes back off of her trip in May, just so we'll be sure that everything is in. So that's what I'm just going to ask her, if she wants to just wait to May, just so it won't be an issue. You know,
yeah.
She won't have to repay again for the measurement.
Yeah. And yeah, you're right. Unless, you have like the 7th available and you can schedule her for the 7th.
Yeah, we should have the 7. I just don't know if that part will come. You know, anything can happen that it, you know, won't show up. That's my only issue with that trim kit. But I'll reach back out to her. I'll reach out
okay.
to the actual installing company too and see what more we can do on that.
Yeah,
because okay?
I see maybe I think it's better if we have her at least scheduled for the 7th. If her part doesn't come in time, then we can always call her back and say, look, we're going to have to push it out until you come back, you know, from your vacation. But at least we'll have her on calendar, I think.
Yeah,
know?
But I mean, the only way I'd be able to put on the calendar, if you, I put on the calendar for the measurement. I just can't put her on the schedule for the install because I don't have that clip from you.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, I understand. So, yeah, but I think that's her measurement. We can do the 7th.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking, like I said, I'm thinking if it comes in and it's a direct fit, they can go ahead and proceed to install it on the 7th. They'll just call me and ask me
okay.
to give them a PO and have her pay for it over the phone.
Okay.
Ooh,
I'm going to call.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah, I'll call. I'm about to call my company now that goes out to her home and see
yeah.
what they, you know, see what days they schedule. And then I'll call you back, Ms. Dinah, just to make sure
okay.
that everything is okay, okay?
And I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Carnesha.
Carnesha, okay. I'm so sorry, but I thank you so much for trying to help her and get this taken care of. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for the
okay.
I'll call you back later, okay?
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.